Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone has had a pleasant, blessed week. And I hope that you're enjoying your weekend. But as usual, it is back to business. I enjoy doing my broadcast. And I thank all of my listeners, all of my followers. I thank the snoopers, peepers, and all of that. As for the bad people that I just mentioned, you know what you can do for me. I want to say this again. When you listen to or look at something that you do not like, you're wasting your time. All you're doing is sitting there waiting to hear something that might offend you. Well, something might offend you because I will not hold back on anything. Freedom of speech. I will not hold back on any information that I have. I don't do it with my clients. So why should I do it with you? And I know that a couple of my clients are listening in. And they know that too. So I usually start off my episode with real talk. Today is knowing when to let go. And I'm going to name several things so that you will understand. The first thing, a relationship, love relationship that you had for years and you have been broken up for about 5, 6, 7 or more years. The other person has gone on with their life. And all of a sudden, you see them somewhere. Don't try to cause trouble for them, because more than likely, if you're having those feelings, then you were the one that messed up. That's why the other person has gone on with their life. What do you think? That they were going to sit back and pine over you? No. You need to know when to let go. See, here's the problem. People of this nature tend to try to make trouble for other people. When they see someone else happy with what they had, who they had, then they want to make trouble. They want to start flirting. They want to start riding by. They want to start calling you if they have your number. Now, that is stalking. You can actually get in trouble for that. Now, it's different if that person says, yes, you can call me. Yes, you can come by. When a person keeps telling you, stay away from me, that means stay away. When a person says, I don't want to speak to you, that's what it means. It means get the hell off. Now, that stands of love relationships, it stands for family relationships, and it's sad that it stands for family because sometimes it's a father-son relationship, mother-daughter relationship. And from what I've seen, it's daughters separating from their mothers because their mothers have put them through so much, and they can't stand it anymore. They're growing out of it. Instead of blowing up, they're staying away from you because of your ways, the way that you treated them through the years. The child more than likely is grown, and you're still trying to control. You know, some parents in this world had a situation where none of their children come around them. There has to be a special reason that they come around, but it's not for you. I want to say that because that's what's going on today. Not letting go. Okay, this is where work comes in. All the mother feels that she can pull the child back by going to several root workers, palm readers, and everything, and nothing works. Nothing. Because that mind is made up, that heart is made up. If you should happen to get them to come back to you, it's not going to last long. You know, the child or the parent is in on your trick, and they want nothing to do with you. Time to let go. And stop lying. Stop lying to people and stop lying to yourself. When people ask about your daughter or your son or your mother or father, you want to portray it as if it's a beautiful relationship, even to authority. It's a beautiful relationship when it is not. More than likely, they're not claiming you as mother or father or child. They're not. Time to let go. If your child comes into your presence and they're not talking to you, they're trying to come in peace and leave in peace because they know what it leads to. There's so much heartbreak, and it's heartbreak in more than one way. There's so much hurt that's bottled up inside, but you have the controlling, abusive parent that wants to keep on. And you have the controlling, abusive husband or wife that wants to keep on. See, some play church one minute. Oh, you're up in the church, you think that this person is all gold. They're not golden. You should see the way that they treat their children. You should see the way that they treat their family. And it's not right. It's not funny. It's not right. It's really disgusting. Disgusting. I'm sorry. My word got okay. Now, if the victim was to get real nasty and wanted to do dirty and underhanded things, they can make you leave them alone. There are several rituals in witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo, Satanism, demonology, Haitian voodoo, you name it, there are several to make you stay away from them and leave them alone. They would rather go that way than to go to the law, because the law could stop you from harassing that person. And I'm so happy to speak on this subject tonight. Let go. They have blocked you from the phones. They have told you to stay away from their home and threatening to move far away from you. You better listen and leave people alone. Gossiping goes along with it. Stop gossiping because you do not know who you are talking to, what they do, who they know, or what they can do to you. Stop it. Slippery elm burned. And put to the bottom of the shoe with a cross. Stop that. And you write the gossiper's name down and burn it with the slippery elm. Now, that is a safe conjure tip to keep people's mouths off of you. Let's talk about incest. You can stop incest. You know, people talk every day, but what goes on at night is something else. You got people that's pointing and prodding and watching for your downfall. But, and it's a whole family, but what you see at night is something different. You're seeing cousins going off with the other cousin's husband, going with the other sister's husband. Husbands messing with other husbands in the family. Go, Rhodes, go. Keep it in the family. Keep it in the family, y'all. Keep it in the family. Because the whole world knows about y'all. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Nagging spirit. There are those of us that pray every single day, every night. But then the devil comes at you through all forms, all during the day. They're trying to attack you at night. You know you're doing something right because the devil is coming at you. You're making that connection with God. And people don't give up praying because every time you go into prayer, there is a knock at the door or a phone call or something goes up that just shows you you're making that connection with God and the devil is trying to stop it. Please never stop praying. Because you're getting interrupted. Keep praying and see about the situation later. God comes first. Making peace with yourself is the next thing. Being cleansed. Holy hyssop, holy hyssop, that is. One read with the 51st Psalm. You can wash yourself in that. But you have to read the 51st Psalm. You have to wash downward, not circular, as if you're taking a regular bath. And I want to say something about baths. Some of them, the longer you stay in them, the better the results. Some of them, you can only stay in about 20 minutes. Sometimes it's not for 14. It depends on the situation. I wanted to bring that up about baths because I never did that before. And some baths that you take, you can use the same bath, not the same water, but the same bath, and use it for a cleansing for your home. But that water you use for the cleansing of your home has to be combined with something else while you do it. Okay. Bragging about what you're doing is a no-no. It is a big no-no because when you brag about what you're doing, then your enemy or your victim might hear it. Don't think that what the evil that you do to someone else is not going to come back to you. It's coming back. But, see, getting a worker makes it come back a little bit quicker. And when you're doing evil and things happen to you, you don't want to be looked at. You don't want to be stared at. You're ashamed. You don't show your face for a couple of days because you know what you did. And it has come back. And you're sitting there, why did this happen to me? I don't bother anybody. Yes, you did. You went after innocent people, and now they are paying you back. And that is the truth. Okay, luck. Luck is something I have heard for the last 4 months. Luck, luck, luck. Let me tell you something about that. When you are involved with a worker or doing things to bring luck to yourself, do not have someone with you or someone watching you do what you do. Don't have anyone with you when you go out. If it involves going out, if you're going to a card game, if you're going to the slot, don't take anyone with you. Let me tell you, some people have things on them that can affect you. If they're bogged down by bad luck, then what are the chances that you are going to win and succeed what you're going after? That's what I would like to know. How you can't. Sneaking around in people's yards, you still got neighbors to the side of you. So in some places, it's very close. And you, people like me know when something is wrong. And some of you out there know that something is wrong. Because every single time that you fix up things so that you can clear it and do what you need to do for love, then some person or the other comes by. And this is very, very true. They come by. Well, when they come by right after you do it, and they're messed up, or they're your enemy, you need to go over it again. Because if you don't, it's just like playing with Play-Doh. You're not going to get anything. You're blowing bubbles in the air. But to keep certain people away from you, there's several things to do. One is the black hen egg. I'm not going to state what to do with that, because that particular thing can draw spirits to you. And if you do it the wrong way, then you may be drawing bad spirits. The second thing, thorns. You wouldn't think that thorns would send somebody away. Thorns combined with seven other things will help you to keep people away from you. Meddling neighbors. I told you about the eucalyptus, the oregano, and the fennel seeds. Well, there's one more ingredient that goes with that, and I'm going to say this, it is not good for dust. So if you got that country tip from somewhere, that is wrong. It is not gopher dust. But once this mixture is put down, I bet within 1 to 2 hours, you will see your neighbors all out in the yard, arguing, getting ready to fight, and it's going to be over the stupidest things. That's because they were meddling with you. Oh, look, listen, they might be fighting over there. They might be having a wild party over there. Let me do something about this. See, you're not supposed to mind somebody else's business. You're not. Now, let's talk about parents and babies. Little babies that are just learning. Okay, parent, your child has a baby in a situation, they're there with you. Well, your child is a mother now. And mother is trying to set boundaries and have rules and teach this little toddler. Do not butt in if the mother does not want them to do something, don't step in. If she's disciplining her child, don't step in there. Don't stop it. As long as the baby is safe and there's no abuse going on, you have nothing to say. It seems like, you know, people like this, they interfere with anything. They want control. They want control over everything, even the toddlers. They want that control. See, these kind of people are frauds. Oh, no, I'm not going to say frauds. I'm going to say droids. They're droids. They want a hand on everything. If they feel like they don't know something, they go crazy. Nothing is good enough for them. They try to be high-minded and have such expensive taste. And to those parents with the toddlers, let me tell you something. Take control of your child, because it's going to end up that, oh, this mother, this parent is going to turn on you. See, I'm naming situations popping up in my head, and I know that I'm going to have to handle right now. But the first thing you do is take control. If you can't talk to that person, you still take control. This is your baby, not hers. You are the best friend that your toddler has. You are the older person that your toddler has. I know the other person loves them, but you are going to be the teacher. You already are. You got to realize it. You know, even for grown people, let's say 16, all the way up into the 40s, if you have a child, then no one has the right to tell that child after you have told the child to do something. You don't have to do that, sweetheart. Come on. Come on, sweetheart. Or don't you paddle that child. There's no law against discipline. Don't you take that away from the child. That's discipline, too. Taking what they like so that they'll do what they're supposed to do the next time. I mean, that's ridiculous. But the control freak that you may be under has other plans for you. You need to get it together. And it's a good thing to do for ones like that. Very good. Walk on the word of God. Walk on that word on a piece of paper in your right shoe. And those of you in that situation, get in touch with a worker. And they'll tell you how to do it, and they will work with you. Now, I have gotten that out. Let's talk about people that's unwanted and feel alone here on this earth. You are not alone. There's always somebody out there that loves you and care about you. Christmas to New Year's is a busy time for workers. And I would like to talk about workers like me. Clients, soon to be clients, this is our business. If we reach our hands out to help you, please do what's asked of you, even if it's about a time limit for you to get started. Okay, we're not going to send anybody out, or I'm not taking anyone in after 6 o'clock. Then you listen. If you want that help, you will listen. Ada the Chesapeake Cheesecake McKenzie is an example. You know, these are example people. You know, if you reach your hand out to touch one of these people's lives, knowing that they have danger and death coming near them. Unexpectancy, ruins coming to the tower, which I see. You need to listen. See, some people do things out of smartness, workers. All of my future workers and all of my workers that are listening in on this show. Do not tolerate this. This is yours. You do not have to wait on anybody. The Ada Cheesecake came to you. You didn't go to them. And for some of us, people like that can send us. Some of us meditate very differently. Some of us actually go into the spirit world. And when you're angered with one of these people, it can mess others up because the spirit is going to get all mixed up and they're going to go through each person seeing what is wrong and destroy other people. And that is not right. It's not right. So what do? So you have to show them. Okay, you've called and called. You've tried. So now what you do is tell them to sit back. Because now to other people besides workers, guess what? We can make your situation worse because you have taken time away from other people who really need us. And to me, that's a major piss off. You don't do that. We could be working on ongoing cases, making it even better. These people that have wonderful results, and then you come along, and then something gets messed up, and you can't control it. Oh, you can't control it. And I'm going to tell you my personal experience. I have learned to control it. Because what it's done, it's going to go right back to the person that's causing all the trouble. And the Amy Barbie doll, you have been after them to go ahead and get things straight. I mean, these are people you have known and dealt with for years, but they think that you should start their work, do their work until they get ready. Let me tell you something. Yes, there's a price. There's a price for different things, and it is not the same because no one has the exact same situation. But when you're getting it, one of your homies all broke up, your husband running around because of somebody else doing voodoo to him, making him come to them, then you need help. You don't keep saying, oh, I'll be there in 2 weeks. I'll be there. You're going to have all my stuff ready. Of course we're going to have your stuff ready when you come to us. Well, I have it. But you team to keep on. If you can make a trip to Hades, then you can get your work done. And some of us do work with people. But I have made a rule. If I haven't been working with the person a while, I'm not going to work with them. Not like that. Then you got the Missy Marvins of the world. So it's all about keeping your word. It's all about listening to us and fully understanding us. If you can't do that, then you need to leave it alone. You will save your own life by doing just couple of things that I have mentioned. I mean, I look at it like this. Spending time with a person that's not going to do anything with us, that's not a good thing. We can keep on with our work if these people would go ahead and do what they're supposed to do or just drop it. South Carolina is a place that is full of people like that. Yeah, there's a place that's full of people like that. We have deadbeats all over the world. And listen to your clients. When they get comfortable with you, they tell on themselves. One told me, oh, yeah, I got that street savvy. You know, I got a gift I can see, and all I got to do is get the work done. Well, if they have a gift, then why are they coming to us? I mean, it's stupid. It's stupidity. Now, throughout this show, I have given out 2 conjure tips. I haven't accepted a caller, but I have given out 2 conjure tips. This was an intense subject because I'm hearing it and seeing it every single day. And Melissa Sway was a witch doctor back in the 1500s, thank you, not 1972. She was killed. But I'm at the end of my show to my beautiful family, my heart. I love you very much, and thank you for standing by me. To the rest of you, I'll talk to you next week.